When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Do people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in to our fine radio station today. The band that you are listening to right now is King Kong and Barbecue Show off of their album What's for Dinner. That song that I played for you is called I'll Never Belong. I just realized that this week is SoCan Monitoring Week, which doesn't make a difference to you, listener, but it makes a world of difference to us, the programmers and DJs at CITR. It's just a bit more work than we usually have to do, and it's not like, you know, it's not that hard. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where you come in and you realize it, you're like, oh, damn it. Oh, man, I've been thinking about this beforehand. Great. Actually, it means for you that I'll probably be playing a little bit more Canadian music than I usually do. So, there we go. That's the connection. Just great. Just had a great week. No, I haven't. Oh, that was a complete lie. I have nothing to tell you. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, you can do so at We All Fall Down, CITR.blogspot.com, and you can download podcasts for this show and various other shows that you love on our radio station through our website, which is CITR.ca. I'm going to play some Fucked Up for you right now. Why? Because they're Canadian. I played them for you last week. I probably played this exact song, but you know what? You get to listen to it again because it's pretty good, in my opinion anyways, and it's Canadian. So there we go. I write it down. I get to check it off. And it's Canadian. This is great. This is some Fucked Up on We All Fall Down.
ready to travel east for the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference in Toronto, June 17th to June 21st.
Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from 25 different countries across dozens of genres. It's your chance to catch breakout performances by tomorrow's stars.
5 days, 50 stages, 500 bands, plus 25 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale online, www.nxne.com for details. And great deals on festival passes that also get you into the industry conference with celebrity interviews and panels exploring the future of music.
So start thinking about your travel plans to attend North by Northeast in Toronto.
The first to finally fade away from my grandfather's memories. Will howl until the day my memories of him finally fade away, dissolving into gray. It's breathing just the ticking of an unwinding clock, counting down the time it takes for you to comprehend the sheer magnitude of single precious breath you've ever wasted. I did everything I could. I bonded with the universe to take my life instead of hers. But no amount of money, drugs, and tears could keep her here. What purpose did her suffering serve? Just the ticking of an unwinding clock, counting down the time it takes for you to comprehend the sheer magnitude of every single precious breath you've ever wasted. We'll be right back.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. The band that you just heard was Lair of the Minotaur. That song off of their album, The Ultimate Destroyer. That song is called Grizzly Hound of the Pit. I got to see these guys a couple months last year sometime. Wow, I have a really bad memory. I got to see them perform like at Richards a while ago. It was a good show. And I remember when I was checking out their merch table, I went to go look at a couple of their t-shirts, and like they didn't have any girls' t-shirts. They just had the guy, like the dudes' shirts, but in like small sizes sometimes, which, yeah, and whatever. Anyways, I picked one out that looked really awesome, and like it was dark because, you know, it was a show and not all the lights were on. And, you know, I chose one with like this really sweet outline of a helmet with horns and everything. And it looked like it was outlined in silver or something like that. And then I brought it home and I realized that it was outlined in glitter. What? I got like a glittery shirt from Metal Show? Whatever. It's rad, as it should be. Before Lair of the Minotaur, I played Gravemaker off of their album Bury Me at Sea. That song is called Time Heals Nothing. I've taken quite a liking to these guys pretty quickly. Before that, I played Propagandy off of their album Supporting Cast. That song was called Without Love, and I started out that set with Fucked Up off of the Chemistry of Common Life. The song was called Days of Last. If you want to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet, except for last week. I didn't do it last week because there's a little technical hiccup and I was super lazy and I don't know. It has not been the best week for me. So I didn't do it last week, but I'll do it this week. You can check it out at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. What was I going to tell you? I wanted to tell you that this past weekend, it was this past Sunday, CIT, there was a softball game down at China Creek Park featuring CITR versus CBC Radio 3, and I went to go check it out, and it was so funny. It was, well, I mean, you know, funny and not like I'm making fun of them, but it was a good time. It was a really good time, and of course, CITR, it was close. The score was something like 17-16 for CITR, or like, I don't know, 19-18. Like, it was one off, but it was pretty close and it was a good time. It was a softball game, if I didn't mention that. Did I? I don't remember. Anyways, speaking of softball and baseball, I have the Isotopes to play for you. Vancouver's very own pop punk baseball band. Named after, of course, the Isotopes from The Simpsons, right? Right? And they have a new 7-inch out, and I have it here, and I'm going to play it for you. They're opening for the Queers. The Queers are coming here to play a show in June. And the Mansfields and the Isotopes are opening up for you. So here we go. This is some brand new Isotopes on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Desperation has set in. We'll sacrifice to get the win. We'll be widely reputed if we can execute it. Tonight the suicide is on. The most important thing is to protect your man. You've got to get it. Side is on. That's how we're gonna end.
unfazed, unclean, unsaid, unkind, undead, unwind. No fuse, no prime, no plans, no time, no push, no shove, no God above. No black, no white, no source of light, no second chance, no end inside, no flesh, no bone, no blood, no mess, no hate, no love, no sweet corral, nothing to see, no links, no ties, no time for that, no love, goodbyes, no lies, no fakes, no secrets, no problem, no way.
listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You're listening to The Misfits off of their album. I don't even remember Walk Among Us. That song is called Devil's Whorehouse. Part of that, I played some brand new Bronx for you off of their third self-titled album. The song is called Knife Man. Part of that, a Canadian band that kind of dropped off the map after they released their first album. I wonder what they're up to. That was R. Mercury off of their album From Below. That song is called Shauna Don't Wanna. Part of that, a local band, Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. Geek band that writes songs about H.P. Lovecraft. So awesome. That song is called Shh. And you can't find that song on an album. The only way that you can actually... You can't even really sit down and listen to it. You have to play it, because the only way that you'll be able to access that song is through Rock Band 2. So there you go. Actually, now you can listen to it here on my show. There you go. Before that, The Mutators off their album Kill Me. That song was called Stevie Wonder Can See. And prior to that, I played another local band called The Isotopes. They have a brand new 7-inch out. I played a song called Suicide Squeeze. And like I said, they're opening for the Queers. That show's happening in June. It's happening June 10th, to be specific, at the Red Room. Like I said a while ago, it's SoCan Monitoring Week, and I totally forgot about it. I know they sent out an email, and I read it. And I took note of it mentally, and then I totally forgot about it until right now. And I, for you, that doesn't really mean anything. It means I'm playing more Canadian music than I usually do. But for me, it means more work, and it means writing stuff down, plus, you know, typing out my playlist, which is what I usually do. It just means keeping track of things. They ask you things like, how long was the song? What time did you play that song? Did you play it as, like, background music or not? Or did you just straight up play the song? I was writing it all down, and I realized right now that I've been writing things in the wrong columns. It's great. No, it's not. It's terrible. It means I have to rewrite this whole list again. But that's okay. I'm going to stop complaining about it, because you guys really shouldn't give a crap about what I have to do on my end of things. You should just enjoy the ride. I wanted to tell you about some shows coming up in the near future that maybe you'd be interested in. I'm not going to list a lot. I don't feel like it. I have a lot of writing to do right now. Pagan Fest is coming to Vancouver. It's a folk metal thing featuring Blackguard and Primordial and Tear and a bunch of other bands that I really can't pronounce, so I'm not even going to try. This is happening May 13th at the Commodore Ballroom. King Khan and the Shrines are playing a show that's happening May 22nd, also at the Commodore. They have a new album out called something called What Is, and I'm going to play it for you when I'm done talking and rambling or whatever. What else is going on? Taking Back Sunday. It's coming to Vancouver May 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. The New York Dolls are also coming to Vancouver this end of May, May 28th at Richards on Richards. I don't know if you're interested, but I want to go see M83. They're coming to Vancouver. I quite like M83. Maybe you don't. I don't know. That's happening May 25th at the Commodore. What else is going on? This Saturday, Strung Out and Death by Stereo are playing a show at Richards on Richards, and I can't go! It'll be okay, though, because you can go, and then you can tell me about how awesome the show was. Alright, deal? Deal. Misery Signals are playing with Architects and Haste the Day. That's happening June 3rd at the Plaza. Oh, I do not feel too good. Rancid and Rise Against are playing June 4th. The Pacific Coliseum. Maybe that's all I really want to mention right now. Sure, SNFU is playing July 4th. Cobalt, CKY are coming to Vancouver. They're playing June 28th at Richards on Richards. And if you haven't heard, Slayer and Megadeth are playing a show here in Vancouver. They're playing at GM Place June 24th. There you go, guys. Just for you. Vans Wolf Tour is also coming to Vancouver. That's happening August 14th. There we go. I am going to play some King Kong and the Shrines for you right now. If you didn't get to check them out the last time they were here, I highly recommend checking them out this time. If you, you know, if you're open to good times, good crazy times, All right, this is some brand new King Kong and the Shrines on We All Fall Down. I lost my pen. It's great. It's great. This is King Kong and the Shrines on CITR.
Tricks from Atlanta, Georgia. it doesn't look like I had as much time as I initially thought I did, so I'm going to have to do my goodbyes and farewells right now. I usually hate cutting off a song like this, but, you know, it's not too bad when it's, an instrumental song like this. This is Pelican, by the way, off of their album City of Echoes. The song's called Lost in the Headlights, a song that I really like driving to. A random fact that you needed to know. Before that, I played some brand new King Kong The Shrines off of their album What Is. That song's called Land of the Freak. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. And you can download podcasts for this show and for all of the other wonderful shows on CITR through our website, which is www.citr.ca. That will about do it for me today. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in and called in this week. You guys are rad. As always, coming up next, we have the Inkstead Show, hosted by Robin. Robin, who is not here today, so the show is pre-recorded. He's off in Toronto, that lucky bastard. I sure notice that he gets to go to Toronto and Seattle and Portland all the time, or New York, and kind of just, like, you know, goes whenever he wants. He gets to go to all these, like, really awesome comic book conventions and shit like that. You know, good for him. But how the hell can he afford it? He goes to school, and he, like, works. So, I don't know. He makes it happen, and that's awesome for him. It's really great. It's a thumbs up for you there, buddy. And then later on at 3:30, Mary Eve is coming in to do the French Connection, or Le Connexion Française, right? Isn't that how you say it? I don't know. I'm just not even going to try anymore. Let's just not butcher it more than I already have. So there we go. I am going to, I don't know what I'm going to leave you off with. We'll decide. It'll be a surprise. You know what? No. You're going to listen to a little bit more Pelican, and then the Inkstead Show is going to come on. That's what's going to happen. There we go. I'm going to go now because I have a headache. But I'll be back next Thursday. Have a great week, guys.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies dropped back. He's got a throw.
Throw it to the streaker.
And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam U collar.
He's into the end zone, and he's breakdown in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
he
fell down.
Go!
Security is gone.
He's gone for
get
the
up
entry.
The fence.
Oh, he's
go. You gotta love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial free?
He is gonna put his team short-handed.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
Don't
to Canaan's land. I'm on my way where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is